Mark, how was that for you today?
It was a hard-fought draw in terrible, terrible conditions. As far as the game's concerned, it sort of ebbed and flowed. There was end-to-end at times, and then, you know, mistakes aplenty, and the pitch made it difficult. Made it really difficult. I mean, it was heavy at the start of the game, and then we had a deluge in the second half. But, you know, thankfully, we got it played. I attended the pitch inspection this morning, and it was touch and go at that stage. But thankfully, we've got it played. We've earned a point, and it was a hard-earned point. And we come away, move on from this game, and without any injuries. You know, and concentrate now for the game on Tuesday, which is a big game.
Sure is. I'll talk about that in a moment. But do you think there's credit to both sides today for actually producing a game of football conditions?
I think so, because it was fairly exciting, I suppose, in terms of the goal mouth actions. Too many of them were in our goal mouth, and Luke was called upon too many times. But when he was, he made terrific saves. And having said that, their goalkeeper has made some good saves from us. We've scored a goal from a set play, which was great. We've conceded a really, really bad goal to right on the stroke of half time, and then the second half 0-0. You know, you're looking for something and a break, and once or twice we've played the ball back too many times when we can try and play forward. We've had to go with legs on the field and certainly up front and try to get something in behind. For a runner to get in behind. It's just the game, it's the weather dictates and today's been one of those days.
You got some more minutes into Jamie Ness. How important is that for him and for you as a team?
In fairness, you look at it and you want to try and get, I wanted to try and get a little bit more into him today, but it just wasn't possible. I think the middle of the pitch needed to be solid. First half, they'd caused us one or two problems with the movement of the wide lads in the middle of the park, and for some reason, you know, we don't react to it quickly enough. And if they move the ball quickly enough, it causes you problems, whichever team you are. The second half, we caused them a lot of problems with our movement and the passing, and you know, we had them running around without getting beyond the back line too many times. So, you know, that's something that that we know we can do, that we're capable of doing. And there were some good things there, because there were a lot of good things that were reflected in what we did this week. So that's another positive for us. So like I say, we move on now and concentrate on preparation for Tuesday.
Yeah, and what is that preparation now? How are you going to go about that? Because presumably your training pitch is going to be a bit soggy.
It's very... it's similar to the pitch we played on today at the training ground, but it's you sink. This stage will start to sink, so we can't use that. So we'll have to use the pitch. So that'll be the preparation, but that's not anything unusual. Groundsman's been working hard.
So he tells us. He always tells us. He never stops telling us.
In fairness, Graham's been brilliant. He's been fantastic, because I know it's his pride and joy. And all joking aside, it's. You know, he does have to work and graft on the pitch, sure. And certainly after the days we've spent on training on it lately.
And now you've got this incredible carrot of Chelsea. If you can get past Leighton Orient, we can now think about that, can't we? And how it might affect the psychology of both sides. What do you think?
Well, we've both got the carrot. You know, we've both got that carrot there, and also the carrot of television revenue. And we know it's important. We know it's majorly important. And we have to, if we have to dig in, we have to dig in. But whatever we do, we have to try and find a way past Leighton Orient.